The Lord is near. On Christmas, we will see God incarnate in the face of the infant Jesus. Seeing God. That brings to mind an old Russian folktale about a farmer named Dmitri who hopes to see God face to face before he dies. Not unlike Simeon, of whom we hear in the Gospel on the solemnity of the presentation, or today's psalmist, who pleads to the Lord, "Let us see your face, and we shall be saved." So Dmitri prays to Saint Nicholas, a saint most cherished in Russian hearts. In a dream, Dmitri's prayers are answered. Saint Nicholas promises to grant his wish, and the saint goes on to specify the place and the day of the encounter with God. As the time draws near, Dmitri sets out on his long journey. He has only one thing in mind, his appointment with God. But along the road, he meets another old farmer whose cart has broken down. Now, Dmitri is faced with a dilemma. Should he stop to help the farmer or hurry on to his appointment with God? His charitable heart wins the day, and he stays to fix the farmer's cart, although it takes him hours to finish the repairs, and as a result, he never makes it to the designated meeting place. Terribly disappointed, Dmitri returns home. However, that night, Saint Nicholas appears to him again in a dream and says, "My friend, you have encountered the Lord. It happened when you helped that unman known in need." Although his hope to see the Lord was apparently dashed, Dmitri, by his charitable help of that stranger, actually did see the face of God. Hope is the theme of the ordinary Jubilee year, which occurs once every 25 years, and it begins in the Vatican on Christmas Eve, concluding on the Feast of the Epiphany on January 6, 2026. In our diocese, the Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph, will open the Holy Year next Saturday at our 2:30 Mass here at the Cathedral. In his first words of the formal announcement declaring the Jubilee Year, the title of which is Hope Does Not Disappoint, Pope Francis invites each of us to experience a genuine personal encounter with the Lord Jesus, who is the door of our salvation, whom the Church is charged to proclaim always, everywhere, and to all as our hope. Hope is essential to our very being. As Pope Francis tells us, in the heart of each person, hope dwells as the desire and expectation of good things to come, despite our not knowing what the future may bring. Even so, uncertainty about the future may at times give rise to conflicting feelings, ranging from confident trust to apprehensiveness, from serenity to anxiety, from firm conviction to hesitation and doubt. Often, we come across people, maybe even including ourselves, who are discouraged, pessimistic, and cynical about the future, as if nothing could possibly bring them happiness. Yet hope perseveres in the midst of our life's trials when accompanied by faith and charity. Charity, like that which Dmitri extended to the farmer by his help in repairing the cart. Regardless, hope can still falter in the face of suffering and setbacks, which all of us face, which is why a virtue closely linked to hope is patience, Again, I quote Pope Francis. In our fast-paced world, we are used to wanting everything now. We no longer have time simply to be with others. Even families find it hard to get together and enjoy one another's company. Patience has been put to flight by frenetic haste, and it leads to impatience, anxiety, and even gratuitous violence, resulting in more unhappiness and self-centeredness. Pope Francis continues, "Nor is there much place for patience in this age of the internet, as space and time yield to an ever-present now." A renewed appreciation of the value of patience is much needed in our world today. For an example of hope, patience, and perseverance, we can turn toward our Blessed Mother, of whom we heard in today's Gospel. At the time of her yes at the Annunciation, she could not have imagined how God's plan for our salvation would play out. But with hope, faith, and patience, she persevered. She never abandoned her hope and trust in God, even as she watched her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, throughout his passion, death on a cross. We'll hear much more about this ordinary Jubilee year of hope over the coming year. However, as the birth of the infant Jesus draws near, let us continue to hope and to look for the face of God, just as the farmer Dimitri did. Look to your left. Look to your right. Look all around you. He is near.